at the door and knock. If anybody will hear my voice and open up and let me in, I'll dine with them and they with me. Ain't God all right? I don't know about you, but I love the Lord. He heard my cry, pitied every groan. Long as I live, while trouble rise, I'm gonna haste unto his throne. Ain't God all right? Don't be hard-hearted. Let God in. Yeah, Lord. Don't think you know everything. Let God in. Ain't God all right? If you got, yes, Lord. If you got something against your brother or your sister, let God in so you can forgive them. Ain't God all right? We're all his children. We're all supposed to be on our way to that new heaven and the brand new earth. Yeah, Lord. If we can't get along down here, how in the world? You're talking about you going to heaven. But you can't even get along in the church. You're looking at folk with them funny eyes. Don't speak to folk. But yet still you heaven bound. Now in heaven they say everybody going to be singing and praising God. That don't look like you fit in there if that's you. Are you with me? Won't be no animosity. Won't be no hate. Yeah, but they'll be howdy and never goodbye. I'm trying to hush, but God is good. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let him in. Let him in. I know you're saved, but let him in. The Laodicea, they were saved, but they let some other stuff get ahead of it. Let him in. Let him into your life. At this time, we just would like to extend the invitation. Perhaps somebody watching by way of Facebook Live or somebody in church. Jesus, during the course of this service, have been knocking at your door. I don't know if you're saved or not, but the invitation is always first to those who don't know Christ and the pardon of their sins. And then maybe you're saved, but like the Laodicean, you sort of slipped. How many of you know that you can be backslidden in the church? Come to church every Sunday and be a backslider. Are you with me? Because you're just coming. Your heart's not in it. You're coming out of tradition. You're coming because that's where you're supposed to go on Sunday. Are you with me? You missed the whole summer. And walk out the door and say, what are you talking about? Well, I don't know. He says something about let him in or something like that. If that be one who'd like to come. I don't know, maybe you're just in need of prayer, standing in need of prayer. You'd like to.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
I'm here. If you are a guest wishing with us today, We welcome you in Jesus' name. I am Minister Reed. We truly appreciate your coming and choosing Zion Hill as your place of worship. If you're a first-time guest, we ask that you sign in at the greeter station in the lobby at the end of the service and receive a special gift from the Zion Hill family. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify. We magnify your name today. We come to you with a heart of repentance, asking you to forgive us for our sin. Black out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the intercessors that have prayed before I got up here today. Continue to bless God. Bless the congregation. Save your people. Heal your people. Deliver your people and set them free today. In the name of Jesus. Cover them in your blood, in your anointing. Bless the man of the hour. Take him deep into the hidden mystery and revelation of your word in simplicity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come on and give God some praise this morning. The Bible says that the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. So if you know that you serve a good God, can you clap your hands like this with us and remind him of his goodness? Tell him how good he is. Hallelujah.
Hey. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue in my mind. No matter what I see or how I feel, as long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord.
That's your testimony, and you can testify to his goodness. Help us sing this morning. Say,
I will bless the Lord at all times, yeah. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. No matter what I see or how I feel, it doesn't matter. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes, I'm breathing, I'll bless the Lord. As long as I'm breathing, oh yes, I'm breathing.
Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord.
Yeah,
let us exalt his
name.
Let's lay down our crown and lift up his name. Somebody help me lift his name this morning. Hey, let's do it together. Yeah. His praises shall continually be in our mouths. Help us bless him this morning. Everybody sing it with us. Say,
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yeah.
And his praises shall continue to be in my mouth.
No matter what I see or how I feel. Nah. As long as I breathe. Oh, yes, I'm breathing. I'll bless the Lord. As long as I breathe. Come on,
magnify the Lord.
Everybody, let us exalt
his name.
Let's lay down our
crown
and lift up his name. Cause he's been better than good to me.
Has
he been good to anybody? Yeah, you've been better than good to me. Hey, you've been better than good to me. Yeah, that's why I'm on my lifting my voice.
without no pains, it's been good to you. I should have lost my mind. But you've been good to me.
I should have lost my mind. You've been better than good. You've been better than good to me. God, you've been good. I've got to testify. You've been real, real good. I tasted and I saw that you are good. And God, I trusted in you. Because you've been better than a paper cup, clap those hands and make some noise, somebody. You're a good, good father. You're a good, good God. Yeah. 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 Shoot. We bless you.
Good God. Good God.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you. I owe you my life, can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've so good. You've been so good. Oh, you've been so good. can never repay you, no, for what you've done for me. How you loosed my shackles in me, how you set me free, how you made a way, there was no way. How you made a way.
Greeting you this morning on behalf of the event planning committee. Just an opportunity to ask you to begin to prepare. Every year in June, we celebrate our pastor, Pastor Joshua Jordera Sr. Amen. So I am asking you to save the dates this year for the 26th annual pastor's anniversary. June 4th and June 11th. We're doing things a little different this time just to give everybody an opportunity to participate and not to overwhelm you in one weekend. So on Saturday, June the 4th, we're going to celebrate Sister Elizabeth, amen, for her support that she has given Pastor Darrell for 26 years as he leads this ministry. And then we'll come back the following Saturday on June the 11th and celebrate Pastor Darrell. Now, Saturday the 4th, we will have a tea for Sister Elizabeth over in the Family Life Center. Everyone is invited. We definitely will give you more details. I'm just here to tell you to save those dates. And on June the 11th, Zion Hill, we're going to do things a little different this year. Our pastor is deserving of that. We're going to go full out and have a gala black tie affair. Amen? Amen. We want to dress up and celebrate Pastor Dara, have a dinner at the Hotel Bentley with this gala. So we're asking everyone to start preparing yourself to be a part of this celebration. There is a place for everyone to celebrate him and to let him know how much we love him and appreciate him for all that he has done. We will, the event planning committee will be giving you more details, but I'm asking that you save those dates, June the 4th and June the 11th, and start praying and preparing as we celebrate our own. Amen? Amen. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning again. I'm Minister Reed. It's time to give. Amen. If you have been blessed by this ministry, we encourage you to give. Giving is receiving. Online viewers may scan the QR code on the screen. Text to give to 73256 and enter ZH Family, or go to the giving tab on the church website. Amen? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify. We magnify your name today. Father God, you told us in your word that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. We won't have enough room to receive it. God, we thank you that you are blessing us. We thank you that the windows of heaven is open up and the blessings are pouring out on us, because that's what you told us, and we believe what your word say. You told us to pay that 10%, and you will bless us. So we thank you for blessing us, God. We thank you for the blessings pouring out on us. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. In Jesus' name we receive. Amen. Urshas, come forward.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. 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 Can't stop. Praise his name. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, somebody get excited. Hallelujah. 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 God, we serve. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our pastor. Hallelujah. 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 Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Something happened in my spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't stop praising his name. Jesus. Hallelujah. You have your Bibles. Turn with me to Hebrews. Hallelujah. 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 Lady asked her husband, say, why do you always make the coffee? She said, because Hebrews. You'll get it when you're going home. Hebrews, the 12th chapter. I want to read two verses of scripture to your hearing. There's a word from the Lord. Verse number one says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Anoint our ears to hear. Cause our hearts to be good ground for the sowing of the word. And God, we thank you at this hour, what you are about to do. Save somebody, heal somebody, deliver somebody. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Cause me to speak only as an oracle of God. Bring all things to my remembrance, everything that you've spoken unto me. And God, we'll be mindful to give you the glory. You deserve all the glory. You deserve all the praise. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. For brief while, I won't keep you long. Amen. I want to share with you from the thought, living the story. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm living the story. Amen. Amen. I'm living the story. Amen. Amen. Recently, I noticed, amen, and I know you all have noticed too. Amen, that when you post stuff on Facebook, you create a story. Now, the reason I know, my job demands me. They don't ask me. They demand me to post every day. I trust you. Amen. I've always been that person not to do everything that I've been told to do. I see one of the managers, he's grinning now. Amen. He's in the audience. He's laughing now because he know I don't do everything I'm told to do. But I do my best, amen. I post stuff, amen. And a lot of it goes to your story. So people are telling their affairs online, all their business. I grew up in an era where you keep your business to yourself. But now we're putting all our affairs for everybody in the whole world to see. Amen. My children, I guess they probably took me off of their friend list, but they would be posting crazy stuff, and I would call them. I say, don't you know everybody in the whole world saw that? So I guess we're not friends no more, cause, but that's okay. Living your story. Amen. We definitely don't have an author of Hebrews. History can't find one. I know I studied the Bible in school, but it's attributed to Paul because they say some of the stuff that's said in Hebrews kind of lines up with the way Paul thinks. So we'll make the assumption that Paul wrote the book. And what he's saying here is, after he gives us the resume of all the people that lived by faith, he tells us, since these people did such a great job, since these people did such a magnificent story that they wrote about it, he says, okay, since they did that, now the light is on you. That's why it starts off saying, wherefore? Since they did that, it's your turn to perform. And he goes on to say that there's a cloud of people that has gone on before you, that's cheering you on, that's telling you you can make it. Amen. He said, you are compassed about with a cloud of witnesses that's encouraging you that everything is going to be all right. But he gives you some prerequisites of what needs to take place. And as I was reading over it again, I started thinking about how such a sense of humor that God has. Because he says, lay down every weight and the sin. See, we live in an era when you get to church, folk don't want to tell you about sin. And they won't talk about you're going to get a new car, you're going to get a new house, you're going to get a husband, you're going to get a wife. But we don't want to talk about sin. So as I thought about it, I was laughing to myself. And if anybody saw me, like, he must be losing it because he down there laughing by himself. Ain't nobody sitting by me. Amen. Then my preacher buddy showed up. So I say, well, at least one somebody going to say amen. Amen. Because I know my preacher buddy going to say amen. So Paul says, before this other stuff can happen, you got to shave some stuff. And I was laughing to myself because, you know, I'm that kid. I'm one of God's children that he has to kind of keep my attention. You know, I'm not bipolar. Okay, I don't have none of that. I'm healed. I don't have none of that kind of stuff. But I hardly have a attention deficit. Attention deficit. Yeah, you know, my attention will get strayed and God have to pull me back in. You know, because there's so much to distract you in life. All of men say amen. So much to distract you. So, you know, you have to remember that there are things that you have to do in order to move forward to your destiny that God has called you to. Amen. It's no flower bed of roses. Stuff ain't going to just happen because it happened. Amen. You have to be a participant in the move of God. So the writer says, lay down the stuff that's holding you back. Every weight. See, some stuff ain't no sin, it's just a weight. And the writer is showing us this because he's relating it to the Greeks, because they're the people started the Olympics, okay? And when, you know, when you in school and you like run track, they put these weights on your ankle. You run around with the weights on till it's time for your turn to race. So he's giving us an example. He said, you know, he said, lay down every weight and the sin that so easily besets you. See, a lot of times we don't associate what we do with what's going on in our lives. A lot of times we don't associate our behavior with the results of our lives. We don't connect the dots. You know, stuff happening, we like, Lord, why me? Oh, why not you? Because the Bible teaches us to examine yourself. Paul said, examine your own self. You don't have to ask nobody. You don't need no preacher to tell you what's going on in your life. You ain't no child. You might be a baby in Christ, but you ain't no child. So he said, this race has to be ran with patience. It's a journey. I was telling somebody the other day, it's a journey. Amen. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And you have to run it with patience. Because a lot of times we pray and we want God to answer today. We ask at 9 o'clock, by 12 o'clock, we want the bill paid. But it really don't work that way. Amen. So he said, run with patience. And patience is not the ability to wait. Patience is the ability to remain the same under adverse situations. That's what Bible patience is. Amen. To still thank God, amen, and he's still acting crazy. To still thank God and he's not coming home. To still thank God and the bills are not caught up. To still thank God and I don't have enough money and the bills are still due. Patience is the ability to remain the same under adverse situation. When she go crazy. You're not hearing me. When she tell you to get your stuff, the box in the corner, that's for you. So he says, looking to Jesus. I used to hear them old people say, child, you got to take it to Jesus. And I was so confused. I really was. I was raised in a Baptist church. Nobody talked about the word. They just tell you, take it to Jesus. And I would be like, but he not here. They never said that Jesus was the word and that all your problems is engulfed in the word. That in the word, your answer is there. He never said that. So Paul says, or the writer says, looking to Jesus, the author. See, you, when you got saved, you thought just everything was just going to be all right. I ain't going to have no more problem. Jesus, take care of everything. No. Because Jesus said, in the world, you have trouble. He said, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And he said, this is the victory in overcoming the world, even our faith. Amen. So you ought to clap your hands and thank the Lord. Amen. That he has things under control when things go crazy. He's the author. So that means he's writing the story. Ain't that crazy? That the Lord is actually, he wrote the story of our lives before. So nothing that you're going through, he don't know about. Because the Bible says he can be touched by the infirmities of your feelings. And what that means in plain English is he knows just how you feel. When they walked out on you, when they turned their back, when they divorced you, when they said they would be there and they're not there. He can be touched by the infirmities of your feelings. He knows just how you feel. And not only did he is he writing the story, but the word says he's the finisher. That's really good. To know that the same one that's writing the story know the end of the book. That's right, preacher, help me out. He said, he's the author and the finisher. So the story is not over yet. Regardless of how crazy it looks, regardless of how bad it might feel, the story ain't over yet. Amen. You're leaving the story. Amen. But guess who the author is? See, that's the good part. I know the author. Amen. If you were writing the story, boy, and if I was writing the story, you would be in trouble. But he's the author and the finisher. See, that's the good part. That whatever I'm going through, I'm going to always come out on top. It's like self-rising flour. It's going to always rise to the top. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Look what the scripture says. Look what it says. Who for the joy that was set before him. See, when you're going through something, you have to remember he's the author and the finisher. And you have to remember that you're going to always come out better on the other side. See, it has to be a mindset that you're going to always come out on top. That regardless of how bad it looks, regardless of how crazy it looks, that you're going to always, somebody say always, I'm going to always come out on top. Because he's not just writing the story. He's finishing the story. And not only that, just like Jesus, amen, we go through stuff. Jesus went through the cross. Now, we might not have to go through the cross, but we have a cross to bear. And sometimes that cross gets really heavy. Sometimes just for the sake of being a Christian, you have to bear some crosses. I mean, sometimes people tell me stuff, and I be wanting to get in the flesh. Look, my manager laughing again, because he know what he be saying to me. God bless him. But you just bite your tongue and live the story. Because the world don't know that we're going to come out on top. They expect us to fail. They're looking for us to fail. Every trip of the train, they think that because something go crazy, we're going to fail. But see, we got inside information. See, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because people be thinking one way, but the Holy Ghost be talking to you in another way. Because we're going to have it, trouble out in the world. Folk ain't going to like you. And believe it or not, some people just don't like you because you saved. They don't say it. They don't even know it. I don't like her. Why you don't like her? I don't know. I just don't like her. Something about her, I just don't like her. But what they don't really know, that's the Holy Ghost on the inside of you that they don't like. Jesus said, if they don't love you, it's because they don't love me. So sometimes we go through stuff, but we have to remember that we're going to always come out. It's like a cat. You ever dealt with cats? I really don't like cats, but I think it's some kind of childhood drama. But if you notice, I mean, I don't care how high, well, maybe you didn't do it. We were children, we used to catch cats and throw them high as we could. We were bad children. Somebody was telling me the other day, you was a really bad boy. I'm like, whatever, but anyway. We used to throw cats up. They would always land on their feet. I don't care how high we throw them. We used to climb up in the tree with them. We were bad kids. I guess I was destined to be a preacher because I've been a devil for so long. But you have to have a cat spirit. That regardless to how bad stuff get, how crazy it is, you're going to always land on your... God designed it that way. And Jesus said, the Bible says that Jesus, even though he knew he was going to the cross, he looked past the cross and he was thinking about the day that he stepped in glory. So when you're going through stuff, you have to look past what you're going through and see yourself come out on the other side. That's what the scripture says. That's what it says. That's really what it's talking about. Say he despised the shame. Some stuff is shameful. Some people see divorce as shameful. Like you fail. You didn't really fail. The marriage failed. So you have to understand, you are not your actions. You're not what you did. You know, people get caught up and hold stuff against themselves. But you're not your mistake. It was a mistake. The mistake is not you. You are who God says you are. You have to start seeing yourself who God sees you as. The Bible says you are more than a conqueror. That you are the head and not the tail. That you are above always and not beneath. Then is when I was broke, I was walking around like I had money. Nobody didn't know I was broke. I walked through work one day and said, you walk through here like you got $1 million and my daddy owns it all. She might have not knew who my daddy was, but my daddy owned all of it. So I have a right to look like my daddy's child. So you have to look past what you've been through or what you're going through. Despising the shame and looking where God is taking you. I mean, in the very end, we get to go to heaven. I had more people feel sorry for me since my wife passed. I feel so sorry for you. Why you feel sorry for me? Poor Sherry. I'm still paying bills. I know people see it the other way, but I see it the way God sees it. She walking on gold. I got on whatever. Poor me. So we have to get past what we go through and live the story. And you have to live the story based on how the story is written about you, not based on what you're going through. Amen. The Bible says by stripes we are healed. Amen. So when sickness comes, amen, we can't live sickness. You have to live healing. Amen. You have to get up and say, by stripes I'm healed. Regardless of how you feel, it's not based on what you feel. Smith Wigglesworth said, I don't live according to how I feel or according to what I see. I live according to what God says about me. And he says, I'm always triumphant in Christ Jesus. When it looks like I'm losing, I'm winning. Every time the devil thinks that he got me cornered, amen, God got a way to escape. The Bible says, finding that strange, the fiery trials that are going to try you. You're going to go through some stuff. You're going to have some trouble. You're going to have some problem. Kind of not strange. When they go to acting crazy around me, I just say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If I got to say it under my breath, praise the Lord. Because I know who's writing the story. I'm just living it. I just wake up every day to live the story. That's all I have to do. I've took enough of your time. God bless you. I hope something was said that helped you. Come on, stand to your feet. We don't want to close this broadcast without giving someone the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of our lives. Pastor would get on me if I wouldn't extend the opportunity for someone to receive Jesus as Lord. The scripture says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So all across the room, bow your heads, close your eyes. It's a simple prayer. I want to pray with you. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Come on, clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you. If you've prayed that simple prayer, we believe you got born again. Amen. Find yourself a good Bible-based church. Zion Hill is a great place to worship. But I passed the Comforter. It's a great place to worship too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. If you don't have a church home, we ask that you come. If you need someone somewhere to worship, to be a part of the body of Christ, then make that decision. Either you decide or you don't decide.